flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
You're listening to Ride at Home with Rich. And now, here's your host, Rich Orris.
Good Saturday afternoon and welcome to Ride at Home with Rich. I'm your host, Rich Orris. You're going to want to stay with us and keep your ears open today for everything you ever wanted to know about skylights. Our special guest today is Jeff Culbertson from St. Louis Skylights. And if you haven't looked at all the different options available with skylights, if you haven't researched the improved installation and flashing methods, and if you're just wondering, you know, can skylights be customized to fit your space, then don't touch that dial. We're going to cover all of that and more. Plus, we'll have my On the Road with Rich segment and my hack every week. Don't miss out on that either. So here to join me today, I would call him the head cook and bottle washer of St. Louis Skylights. Jeff Culbertson does everything for him. How you doing today, Jeff?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. Well, hey, thanks for coming on and taking an hour out of your day to, you know, just spread some good information to all the listeners and everything out there. I think we got a ton of stuff to go over. I'd love to start with just kind of you, Jeff the man. What's your background? How did you get started? And how did you find your way into St. Louis Skylights?
Yeah, it's kind of a unique story. I was fortunate enough to serve in the Air Force for 22 years. And while I was stationed at Whiteman Air Force Base here in Missouri, working on the B-2, I worked with a gentleman, his name was Bill, and Bill decided that he wanted to get out of the Air Force and start his own business or buy a business. So he moved to St. Louis and bought St. Louis Skylights from a gentleman that just started in his basement. Yeah. He was an airline pilot, put a skylight in his house and felt like, hey, I can do this. Bill came on in 2007 and kind of rebranded the entire business with logo, shirts, and websites and internet presence, and it really took off. Around that time, 2008, I decided that it was time for me to retire from the Air Force, and Bill asked me to come up to Chicago and open up a location there. I'm a farm boy from Arkansas, and yeah. I was driving a big old dually truck and was like, absolutely not. I'm not going to Chicago. About a month later, I moved to Chicago. And we opened up Windy City Skylights, and it was extremely successful very, very quickly. We got into both residential and commercial. And then shortly after, he asked me to come down as we continue to grow to be his vice president. And you fast forward to 2016, and I bought the business in 2016.
Awesome.
Yeah. It's a great story. I'm super proud of my military career, but it's even prouder of the what we've grown with St. Louis Skylights.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And for sure, thank you for your service. I, you know, love that. And we need a lot of people to do that for us, obviously. So looking at here now, you got St. Louis Skylights 2, the main line, you know, let's talk about Velux for a sec and your relationship with Velux, the manufacturer.
Well, Velux is the premier skylight in the industry. In Europe, they're the Kleenex of skylights. You know, if you talk about a skylight, you're going to get a Velux. You don't get a You don't get a skylight. Here in the United States, they've grown substantially. Recently, they bought a commercial company, so they've grown even more. They spend a lot of time in research and development, and so the skylights that they make are second to none. Our relationship with them has been longstanding since '89, and we're proud to be a great partner with them.
Awesome, yeah. And that's what another thing I wanted to just kind of touch on. You know, you're talking about that research and development, and you know, can we just touch on just how have skylights evolved at the manufacturer from, you know, the difference between, almost the difference between a window today and a skylight today? You know, how much have they improved that, and what is kind of the difference there between the two?
Well, as many of you know, the skylights have a reputation for leaking, right? And so if you have a skylight, they say, hey, I'm not going to put it in my house because I leak. And that's a result of, you know, when the skylights first came out, they were all mostly acrylic-based.
Yeah.
And they, I used to equate them to a Tupperware lid on your roof. They didn't have any thermal, they didn't have a thermal break. They weren't very efficient. Some of them were single layer. And then they were installed incorrectly. Velux came and said, listen, we're going to have to improve this perception. And with a lot of research, almost made it installation proof. If you put it on the right pitch and you install it per their manufacturer's instructions, they're not going to leak. They're significantly better in solar heat gain. And obviously the best thing is that they don't leak now. So,
yeah. And so that's one of the biggest questions, you know, we hear all the time too, is like, will the new skylight heat up the home like those old acrylic domes did?
Yeah, and so with the new glass, they have high-performance glass, very similar to high-performance windows, three layers of low E. The skylights that we install are always be laminated, so if anything was to ever hit it, it may shatter, but it would never fall into your home. It's argon-filled for insulation, again, three layers of low E. Your carpets won't fade, your furniture won't fade. It's just a high-performance system, unlike what you had in the past, which was just a clear piece of acrylic.
Yeah, no, that is great. So really the difference in, and as we get later on into more of the options and stuff, I think we'll hear more and more how the difference between like the window in your wall and the window on your roof, there really isn't a difference now, you know, between the two. They have all the same characteristics and options and things like that. But can you just touch real quick on just that technique regarding the installation, and why is it so much better today than what they were trying to teach me to do in the 90s when we were installing all those older skylights?
Yeah, I think the biggest step in improvement is that not all skylights are created equal anymore. You know, the skylights that we sell and install are dependent upon several variables. The most important is roof pitch. So, you know, a lot of people think, hey, I'm just going to go to Home Depot, I'm going to buy a skylight, and I'm going to put it on my roof. And when they do that, if it's not accurate, not installed correctly, not on the right pitch, then they leak. With the new systems that they have, almost all skylights will have a little bit of water infiltration. But the really good skylights take that water and they weep it back to the outside of the building. The bad skylights trap that water and allow it into your home. So installation is very important, and the design is very important. And Velux has pretty much excelled in all those areas.
Yeah, no, that is great. And that's, you know, I've heard the same thing over the years with almost anything, skylights or, you know, here at Mosby, we're very big on getting exhaust fans and humidity and all that stuff, you know, out through the house, out the roof. Get that out of the attic, get it out of the house. And I hear all the time people like, oh, no, you can't put that through my roof. And I'm like, oh, it's so different today. We can, and it will be flashed properly. And, you know, we're going to guarantee it for 10 years that you're not going to have any type of issue like that. So with this Velux, you know, system, how long is that warranty that backs leaks and things like that?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's unprecedented. With Velux, if you follow the manufacturer's instructions and you install it per their direction on the correct pitch, they will warranty it for 10 years, which you just don't hear of.
Yeah.
Because this is all we do, we add an additional 5 to that. So St. Louis Skylights will warranty your skylight for 15 years from the time we install it against leaks. There are There's also a hail warranty now that Velux has, which is, again, unprecedented. A 10-year hail warranty. Obviously, there's some diameter requirements. If there's a bowling ball-sized hail, nothing's going to survive, right? But for the most part, the warranties are all-inclusive for us. So if you buy the Skylight, a lot of companies now say, no, we'll just do the product. You got to have somebody else come out and figure out how we're going to put the new product back in. Yeah. But St. Louis Skylights, we warranty it turnkey.
Wow, that is great reason to go to you guys to have peace of mind and get everything you need. You know, Mosby's a lot the same way with a lot of the stuff that we do also with that. So let's just real quick let everybody know, I'm sure everybody's wondering, how can people, where can they find information on you, and how can they get a hold of you guys if they're looking for a skylight?
Well, the easiest way, obviously, is go to our website at stlouisskylights.com. On the website, you'll have an opportunity to look at different applications. If you want a new install, if you want to replace an existing skylight, if you want to, we have a small space and you want a sun tunnel in your bathroom, all of those are addressed on our website. There's an appointment form there that you can fill out.
Oh, nice.
Or you can always call us at our office at 636-536-2000.
Awesome, awesome. So another thing I wanted to kind of touch on with, you know, the heat, the different stuff, because there's something that still kind of happens, and it happens with windows today. And you know, people get moisture on the outside of the glass, and they think, whoa, you know, is something wrong? And there really isn't. But, you know, I want to touch on, like, how they're put in and the humidity in the home today and stuff, because that can actually, when things are insulated well and working well, you trap that humidity inside the house, it gets too high, it causes issues that doesn't have anything to do with the installation or the product. So do you have any tips on, you know, skylights and shafts and humidity in the home?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's some studies out there, and I think I'd like to lead with skylights in general are the highest point in your home. And so all the hot air will go up there, and it mixes with the cold air in the wintertime, and they condensate. Again, a good skylight will take that condensation. It will run down the glass. It'll hit a condensation tray, and that water will be weeped to the outside of the building instead of trapping it. Just because there's condensation in your glass of a new skylight, Velux skylight, doesn't necessarily mean it's leaking or you have a situation.
Yeah.
If you have teenagers that take two-hour showers in your home and you got a skylight that's at the highest point, you're going to get condensation in there. For the most part, it's not an indication of leaks. We hear sometimes they'll call us and they say, hey, there must be air penetration in my home because there's condensating. A lot of the times it can be resolved by adjusting the humidity level in your home.
Yeah, and controlling that. And, you know, the thing I see all the time that I'm explaining to people a lot is when you have an actual skylight with a shaft and a drywall, you know, big shaft, the attic ceiling is insulated. The recommendation today for St. Louis is up to an R49. So now you have this 2x4 wall. Sometimes I even see it where the 2x4s are flat and it's an inch and a half thick in drywall. And the backside of that is your attic. There's literally no way to get an R49 on that wall. You're not going to get 24 inches thick wall and insulation and everything. So there's some things that like Mosby would do to help that, but that plays into that condensation because you've got the cold in the winter, you know, coming through like a R13 wall. If you're lucky, it's that high. And then the warmth, like you said, goes right up to the top. But, you know, it is just a good reminder for people to know that this is not an issue. And it's, you know, like you said, it's meant to happen. It's meant to be worked on and contained. And all of that. So another question we get all the time and is really people ask, you know, should you replace your skylights when you replace your roof? And I was going to, you know, tell you about the roof I went to years ago where I'm looking at a skylight shaft in their bathroom, has a film over it from like a drop ceiling at the bottom. You know, I go up on the roof and it's literally a flat piece of plywood caulked on and tucked under or plexiglass underneath the shingles, just regular clear plexiglass. Now, you were touching on one in Chicago you found that was even better than that.
Yeah, in Chicago, we've seen some unique situations. We actually saw somebody took a storm door and cut the hole in the roof, put the storm door in and caulked it in, and didn't understand why it wasn't leaking. It was the craziest thing that I've ever seen on a roof, a storm door.
Wow. That's so if your skylight is a piece of plexiglass or a storm door, the answer is yes. Replace that maybe even before the roof. Absolutely. And or with the roof. Is there any other times, you know, with the roof that it would make sense?
You know, one of the things that Velux is so good at is their design, like we talked about. We've seen Velux skylights last 30 years. So I don't feel comfortable saying, yes, every time you replace your roof, you should replace your skylight. But I think you should have it looked at that time. A lot of people don't, for some reason, feel like skylights should last forever. They replace the roof three times and don't ever replace the skylight. It's going to fail at some point just from being exposed to the weather, temperature and humidity, expansion and contraction. I would suggest having the skylight assessed during your roof replacement appointment. We work with a lot of roofers in St. Louis use our services, so they'll replace the roof. We'll come in and replace the skylight. That gives peace of mind to the homeowner, because if the roof leaks, it's the roofer. If it's the skylight leak, it's us. And the skylight or the roofing companies are tired of dealing with that. And I think another important topic is when you get a roofer to do the skylight, they don't like touching the inside of your home. So they don't care what it looks like on the inside. They're just going to take the skylight off and put it in. And there are some very good roofers out there that know how to do skylights, but they don't do the inside.
Yeah, great reason to call you guys and get that done during that roof if it's an older skylight needed. And windows don't last forever either. But we got to get into our first break. Everybody, we'll be right back after this.
And now, here's Rich's right-at-home hack.
All right, guys, we are back, and you heard the man. Time for Rich's hack. Got a super simple one today. I like to keep it simple, easy, and effective. So if you want to save some money while doing your laundry, you know, most families do more than about 400 loads of laundry a year, costing about $600 or so a year. There's two very simple things you can do to save with just the washing machine alone. So 90% of the cost of running a washing machine goes into heating the water. Just simply use cold water. You can save a bundle by washing your clothes in cold water. It's very easy. Most clothes will wash perfectly fine in cold water. So it costs about 68 cents every time you do your laundry with hot water. It costs 4 cents if you do it with cold water. Second step is always run full loads. Wait to get a full load. The electricity of washing, the difference in a small load and a full load is exactly the same cost. So make sure you're doing full loads. Use cold water whenever you can and save some money while you're doing your laundry. So hopefully that was simple enough for everybody out there and just a good reminder for you. Remember, you can go to my Facebook page, Rich Orris Mosby. Just search that, or LinkedIn. It'll take you right to, you can find all my weekly hacks there every week. And while you're on Facebook, you can post your questions for me to answer next week in the following show. Which, Jeff, if I could take just a minute, I got a question from someone that I wanted to squeeze in here that they were looking for an answer on. This person, you know, sent in, they had a 1950s home with some insulation in one of the walls that appears to be like rigid sheets. They basically said it's kind of like a tan foam rubber. It doesn't really give when they touch it, but if they push their finger in it, it kind of just crumbles. And they were wondering if that was good, if it was still a good R value, and maybe if they should replace that or not. Any ideas? So, you know, from the way they describe it, it sounds like a rigid foam board insulation from a really, really long time ago. So, you know, and they cut that between the studs. So rigid foam board actually can have a really good R value of about, you know, R5 per inch. Which is not bad. It can actually be a little bit better than fiberglass. The problem is getting it to fit perfectly tight between the studs. That's really cutting it. You'll end up leaving gaps where air can infiltrate around it. And that basically creates poor comfort and negates that R value. That's why most sheets are put on top of the studs and not inside of them. So I would recommend going ahead and just replacing that. Since it's probably from the 50s, it doesn't have an R value that high. And at least this way, you'll have some peace of mind. You'll know what the R value is of what you put in. And you can do some air sealing while you're inside that wall and everything. So hopefully that helps the listeners out there. And Jeff, I want to get back into these skylights. And we need to take some time now to really talk about, because, you know, windows are the same way. When I have like Pella or somebody like that on, the options are tremendous. And again, kind of going back to years ago, 80s, 90s, I mean, a skylight was a skylight. It looked like this, it functioned like this, and it didn't really matter where you got it. They were all pretty much the same. Now, the options that you can get are absolutely tremendous. I love in our office the skylights you guys put in that actually open and vent. And we were kind of touching in the break on how that can actually help with that humidity thing. But for starters, can you just go through what are a bunch of those different options that you can get on skylights today?
Yeah, we're super excited about the Velux solar venting skylight. It provides options that were pretty much, they're unprecedented. You know, back when skylights first came out and they wanted them to open, they would create a manual skylight that you had a hand crank, and then if you wanted to get fancy and have it open, they would simply take an electric motor and hook it up to that hand crank function and mechanism and run the control box, and you had to hit a switch, open and close it. And if you left it open while it was raining, you got rain in your home.
Kind of like your car.
Absolutely, yeah, if you leave the window open. The new Velux solar-powered skylights, they eliminate all that. They're solar-powered. There's a panel on the outside of the skylight that charges a battery. It has a rain sensor, so if you leave your home and accidentally leave your skylight open, it will close automatically. You can tie these skylights into your home system. Velux has created a program called Velux Active, where you will preset temperature, humidity, and CO2 levels in your home. It will monitor those conditions in your home and automatically open or close your skylights to maintain a certain level. In today's building environment, houses are built so tight that one of the biggest obstacles people have now is the off-gassing.
Oh, yeah.
The off-gassing in the home now is far worse than it used to be because the houses are so tight. So what a better option is, open up your skylight, ventilate your home, get those gases out of your home, and not have to do it on your own. The system will monitor it for you. You obviously have a fixed glass skylight. Those are probably the most popular. And then we have the manually venting skylights as well. All of those also, you have shades available, so we can put solar light blocking shades in them now, where you'll close it off, like if you want a skylight in your bedroom.
Yeah.
We can close it off so you can sleep during the day. Or we have light filtering shades, that will allow the light to come in, but just not as intense.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, yeah, you can get basically all the different stuff you can get on regular windows nowadays. And I love that venting thing. You know, so, like, you know, our motto has been for years, you build it tight, you ventilate it right. And that's going to give you the most energy efficiency, the most comfort, all this different stuff. But mentioning the off gases and everything, and the CO2 there of that skylight, monitoring that and opening, you know, now it's, yeah, you need CO detectors on each floor, is in the codes and different stuff like that. But what a safety feature.
Yeah, and honestly, it's a funny story. I have three skylights that vent in my kitchen, and my mother came to visit with all her sisters. So we had six ladies sitting around the table talking. Obviously, there was a lot of CO2 released in that room. And pretty soon, the skylights opened up. And my mom was like, wow, they did that all by themselves. I said, yes, Mom, because all the hot air that's coming in this room right now. And they all laugh, and they still laugh about that. But, yeah, from a safety perspective. Also, I failed to mention that system will connect to three weather stations in your area, and it monitors the outside conditions, compares it to the inside conditions. So if it's nicer outside than inside, those skylights will open up and ventilate your home, let that fresh air in, and reduce your air conditioning cost.
That is absolutely amazing. That is so cool, that just all those options that you can get. I mean, I don't know who wouldn't want one of these right now, hearing all the different things it can do. So is there any maintenance, you know, requirements to these skylights that you guys do, or anything that you need to do to them on a regular basis?
No, they're pretty much maintenance free. The new glass that Beglass came out with, it's called Clean Quiet Safe. The safe refers to the laminate glass. The quiet is the the rating that allows, limits the amount of noise that could come through. But the clean part is similar to Rain-X that's on your that you can put on your windscreen.
Yeah.
Belux has applied that coating to the outside of the glass. So as it rains, it cleans the skylight. Typically, that's all you really need. Every once in a while, have somebody come up there and clean the glass, but they're maintenance free.
Yeah, no, that's even better. It's what everybody's after. Who wants maintenance, right?
Right.
I'm going to get into this on the road real quick, because because there's so many custom things that we can do now. And, you know, I had a client that was looking for a patio cover, a roof over their rear patio, and, you know, basically got the same questions from them as I'm sure you guys see all the time and I get all the time is, man, we're going to build this, but the patio is always behind the kitchen, and everyone's worried about, you know, eliminating the light, the natural light that they're getting into the kitchen once they build this roof. So this particular client, we actually looked into a completely custom system where we could frame it in a way that there was only about 3 inches between all the skylights. And basically the whole roof was absolutely skylights and let all the natural light in, so they never lost any of it. I'm sure you guys see it all the time where we're designing in skylights, maybe not to that magnitude, but all the time for that lighting issue. I'm sure you're adding them to those patio roof covers all the time. But can you just touch on that custom system and how they get them so close together and how they can do that?
Yeah, so again, Velux always looking into research and development. There's some new systems out there. They call it a VMS, Velux modular system, so we can gang these skylights together with only about 4 inches to separate them. We can actually have every other bay vent. We could have shades installed. So we can, like you said, we've done it before. We'll take a patio that's up to a kitchen. They're concerned about losing all that natural light in the kitchen. We can daylight that space and have that light illuminate the kitchen just from setting up the skylights. And there's also, believe it or not, you can have too many. You know, if you have too many skylights, the solar heat gain in that space is going to be incredible. You can't even sit in there in the summertime. So we try to find that good balance. Velux works with us. We can send them a design. They can come back and they tell us, hey, these are the size and quantity of skylights you should put in that space.
Yeah, no, that is absolutely fabulous. And that's what we did. We kind of worked with them on, and this one was outside. Would have literally had air screens, stuff like that. Would have, you know, we could do pretty much anything with that. But, I mean, came up with just the most awesome design on how, you know, let all this light in and have the protection and have it all glass and everything. It was absolutely phenomenal looking, for sure. Love getting into outside the box things like that with our designers and stuff. And for everybody out there, too, if you know, you're looking for anything like this, you're thinking, wow, I was avoiding a patio roof cover because I was concerned about, you know, the light and different things. You can come here to Mosby. You can check out our website at callmosby.com. You can give us a call, 314-909-1800. We could come out and discuss a lot of these options. We get Jeff with St. Louis Skylights with us on these designs and stuff. And again, can you just remind everybody how they can find you guys?
Yeah, www.stlouisskylights.com. Or call us at the office at 636-536-2000.
Awesome, awesome. And so we're gonna get into our final break here. When we come back, I want to touch on some other questions people have, but I also want to touch on the sun tunnels and how they can work in different spaces. And again, so many options that can happen with them too. I want to get into all of that. So we'll touch on all of that with Jeff here. When we return, we'll be right back after this.
You're listening to Ride at Home with Rich. And now, here's your host, Rich Horace.
All right, everybody, we are back. Final segment. Still got a lot of information to get to with Jeff Culbertson of St. Louis Skylights, having a great conversation. Wanted to touch on the sun tunnels with you for a moment because, you know, we were talking about the patio roofs and adding skylights and getting light inside. But I know a lot of times, too, it's very affordable to just add a couple sun tunnels in the kitchen to bring in some of that natural light when we put that roof on. And I'd like to hear kind of like, first off, where is good space? What's a good space for these sun tunnels? How much of a room can they cover with natural light? Kind of starting off with that, where's the most common places you put sun tunnels?
The most common place we put sun tunnels are interior bathrooms with no windows. They're non-invasive. We can come in and on a ranch home, typically, we can be in and out in 2 hours, bring that natural daylight in, light up that space, and very, very economical. And it brings a lot of light to a very closed indoor space.
Yeah.
Hallways are another popular, and closets. Believe it or not, ladies love them in the closets. Because they get to see what their clothes look like outside. Natural light is obviously better than artificial lighting. And so hallways, bathrooms, and closets are most popular. Occasionally we'll do kitchens, but those closed interior spaces are the most popular. For example, I have one in my interior bathroom. I purposely offset it closer to the door. And so now I have one sun tunnel that not only lights up the bathroom, but that natural light sheds into the hallway lights up the hallway as well, as long as the door's open. I get a lot of calls, hey, this light won't go out. You know, obviously in the daytime, we have people flipping the switch trying to turn the sun tunnel off. But very, very economical for a 10-inch sun tunnel. We only charge $1,100 up to a 4-foot run. And
now, here's Rich's Right at Home Hack.
All right, guys, we are back, and you heard the man. Time for Rich's Hack. Got a super simple one today. I like to keep it simple, easy, and effective. So if you want to save some money while doing your laundry, you know, most families do more than about 400 loads of laundry a year, costing about $600 or so a year. There's two very simple things you can do to save with just the washing machine alone. So 90% of the cost of running a washing machine goes into heating the water. Just simply use cold water. You can save a bundle by washing your clothes in cold water. It's very easy. Most clothes will wash perfectly fine in cold water. So it costs about 68 cents every time you do your laundry with hot water. It costs 4 cents if you do it with cold water. Second step is always run full loads. Wait to get a full load. The electricity of washing, the difference in a small load and a full load is exactly the same cost. So make sure you're doing full loads. Use cold water whenever you can and save some money while you're doing your laundry. So hopefully that was simple enough for everybody out there and just a good reminder for you. Remember, you can go to my Facebook page, Rich Horace Mosby, just search that, or LinkedIn. It'll take you right to, you can find all my weekly hacks there every week. And while you're on Facebook, you can post your questions for me to answer next week in the following show, which, Jeff, if I could take just a minute, I got a question from someone that I wanted to squeeze in here that they were looking for an answer on. This person, you know, sent in, they had a 1950s home with some insulation in one of the walls that appears to be like rigid sheets. They basically said it's kind of like a tan foam rubber. It doesn't really give when they touch it, but if they push their finger in it, it kind of just crumbles. And they were wondering if that was good, if it was still a good R value, and maybe if they should replace that or not. Any ideas? So, you know, from the way they describe it, it sounds like a rigid foam board insulation from a really, really long time ago. So you know, and they cut that between the studs. So rigid foam board actually can have a really good R value of about, you know, R5 per inch, which is not bad. It can actually be a little bit better than fiberglass. The problem is getting it to fit perfectly tight between the studs. That's really cutting it. You'll end up leaving gaps where air can infiltrate around it, and that basically creates poor comfort and negates that R value. That's why most sheets are put on top of the studs and not inside of them. So I would recommend going ahead and just replacing that. Since it's probably from the 50s, it doesn't have an R value that high. And at least this way, you'll have some peace of mind. You'll know what the R value is of what you put in. And you can do some air sealing while you're inside that wall and everything. So hopefully that helps the listeners out there. And Jeff, I want to get back into these skylights. And we need to take some time now to really talk about, because, you know, windows are the same way. When I have like Pella or somebody like that on, the options are tremendous. And again, kind of going back to years ago, 80s, 90s, I mean, a skylight was a skylight. It looked like this, it functioned like this, and it didn't really matter where you got it. They were all pretty much the same. Now, the options that you can get are absolutely tremendous. I love in our office the skylights you guys put in that actually open and vent. And we were kind of touching in the break on how that can actually help with that humidity thing. But for starters, can you just go through what are a bunch of those different options that you can get on skylights today?
Yeah, we're super excited about the Velux solar venting skylight. It provides options that were pretty much, they're unprecedented. You know, back when skylights first came out and they wanted them to open, they would create a manual skylight that you had a hand crank, and then if you wanted to get fancy and have it open, they would simply take an electric motor and hook it up to that hand crank function and mechanism and run the control box, and you had to hit a switch, open and close it. And if you left it open while it was raining, you got rain in your home.
Kind of like your car.
Absolutely, yeah, if you leave the window open. The new Velux solar-powered skylights, they eliminate all that. They are solar-powered. There's a panel on the outside of the skylight that charges a battery. It has a rain sensor, so if you leave your home and accidentally leave your skylight open, it will close automatically. You can tie these skylights into your home system. Velux has created a program called Velux Active, where you will preset temperature, humidity, and CO2 levels in your home. It will monitor those conditions in your home and automatically open or close your skylights to maintain a certain level. In today's building environment, houses are built so tight that one of the biggest obstacles people have now is the off-gassing.
Oh, yeah.
The off-gassing in the home now is far worse than it used to be because the houses are so tight. So what a better option is, open up your skylight, ventilate your home, get those gases out of your home, and not have to do it on your own. The system will monitor it for you. You obviously have a fixed glass skylight. Those are probably the most popular. And then we have the manually venting skylights as well. All of those also, you have shades available, so we can put solar light blocking shades in them now, where you'll close it off, like if you want a skylight in your bedroom.
Yeah.
We can close it off so you can sleep during the day. Or we have light filtering shades, that will allow the light to come in, but just not as intense.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, yeah, you can get basically all the different stuff you can get on regular windows nowadays. And I love that venting thing. You know, so, like, you know, our motto has been for years, you build it tight, you ventilate it right. And that's going to give you the most energy efficiency, the most comfort, all this different stuff. But mentioning the off gases and everything, and the CO2 there of that skylight, monitoring that and opening, you know, now it's, yeah, you need CO detectors on each floor, is in the codes and different stuff like that. But what a safety feature.
Yeah, and honestly, it's a funny story. I have three skylights that vent in my kitchen, and my mother came to visit with all her sisters. So we had six ladies sitting around the table talking. obviously there was a lot of CO2 released in that in that room. And pretty soon the skylights opened up, and my mom was like, "Wow, they did that all by themselves." I said, "Yes, Mom, because all the hot air that's coming in this room right now." And they all laugh, and they still laugh about that. But yeah, from a safety perspective. Also, I failed to mention that that system will connect to 3 weather stations in your area. And it monitors the outside conditions, compares it to the inside conditions. So if it's nicer outside than inside, those skylights will open up and ventilate your home, let that fresh air in, and reduce your air conditioning cost.
That is absolutely amazing. That is so cool, that just all those options that you can get. I mean, I don't know who wouldn't want one of these right now, hearing all the different things it can do. So is there any maintenance, requirements to these skylights that you guys do, or anything that you need to do to them on a regular basis?
No, they're pretty much maintenance free. The new glass that BGLAS came out with, it's called Clean Quiet Safe. The safe refers to the laminate glass. The quiet is the the rating that allows, limits the amount of noise that can come through. But the clean part is similar to Rain-X that's on your that you can put on your windscreen.
Yeah,
BGLAS has applied that coating to the outside of the glass. So as it rains, it cleans the skylight. Typically, that's all you really need. Every once in a while, I'll have somebody come up there and clean the glass, but they're maintenance free.
Yeah, no, that's even better. It's what everybody's after. Who wants maintenance, right?
Right.
I'm going to get into this on the road real quick, because because there's so many custom things that we can do now. And I had a client that was looking for a patio cover, a roof over their rear patio, and basically got the same questions from them as I'm sure you guys see all the time and I get all the time, is, man, we're going to build this, but the patio's always behind the kitchen, and everyone's worried about eliminating the light, the natural light that they're getting into the kitchen once they build this roof. So this particular client, we actually looked into a completely custom system where we could frame it in a way that there was only about 3 inches between all the skylights. And basically the whole roof was absolutely skylights and let all the natural light in, so they never lost any of it. I'm sure you guys see it all the time where we're designing in skylights, maybe not to that magnitude, but all the time for that lighting issue. I'm sure you're adding them to those patio roof covers all the time. But can you just touch on that custom system and how they get them so close together and how they can do that?
Yeah, so again, BGLAS always looking into research and development. There's some new systems out there. They call it a VMS, BGLAS modular system, so we can gang these skylights together with only about 4 inches to separate them. We can actually have every other bay vent. We could have shades installed. So we can, like you said, we've done it before. We'll take a patio that's up to a kitchen. They're concerned about losing all that natural light in the kitchen. We can daylight that space and have that light illuminate the kitchen just from setting up the skylights. And there's also, believe it or not, you can have too many. If you have too many skylights, the solar heat gain in that space is going to be incredible. You can't even sit in there in the summertime. So we try to find that good balance. BGLAS works with us. We can send them a design. They can come back and they tell us, hey, these are the size and quantity of skylights you should put in that space.
Yeah, no, that is absolutely fabulous. And that's what we did. We kind of worked with them on, and this one was outside, would have literally had air screens, stuff like that. Would have, we could do pretty much anything with that. But I mean, came up with just the most awesome design on how, let all this light in and have the protection and have it all glass and everything. It was absolutely phenomenal looking, for sure. Love getting into outside the box things like that with our designers and stuff. And for everybody out there too, if you're looking for anything like this, you're thinking, wow, I was avoiding a patio roof cover because I was concerned about the light and different things, you can come here to Mosby. You can check out our website at callmosby.com. You can give us a call, 314-909-1800. We could come out and discuss a lot of these options. We get Jeff with St. Louis Skylights with us on these designs and stuff. And again, can you just remind everybody how they can find you guys?
Yeah, www.stlouisskylights.com, or call us at the office at 636-536-2000.
Awesome. And so we're going to We're going to get into our final break here. When we come back, I want to touch on some other questions people have, but I also want to touch on the sun tunnels and how they can work in different spaces. And again, so many options that can happen with them too. I want to get into all of that. So we'll touch on all of that with Jeff here. When we return, we'll be right back after this.
You're listening to Ride at Home with Rich. And now, here's your host, Rich Horris.
All right, everybody, we are back. Final segment. Still got a lot of information to get to with Jeff Culbertson of St. Louis Skylights, having a great conversation. Wanted to touch on the sun tunnels with you for a moment because, you know, we were talking about the patio roofs and adding skylights and getting light inside, but I know a lot of times too it's very affordable to just add a couple sun tunnels in the kitchen to bring in some of that natural light when we put that roof on. And I'd like to hear kind of like, first off, where is good space? What's a good space for these sun tunnels? How much of a room can they cover with natural light? Kind of starting off with that, where's the most common places you put sun tunnels?
The most common place we put sun tunnels are interior bathrooms with no windows. They're non-invasive. We can come in and on a ranch home, typically, we can be in and out in 2 hours, bring that natural daylight in, light up that space, and very, very economical. And it brings a lot of light to a very closed indoor space.
Yeah.
Hallways are another popular, and closets. Believe it or not, ladies love them in the closets because they get to see what their clothes look like outside. Natural light is obviously better than artificial lighting. And so hallways, bathrooms, and closets are most popular. Occasionally we'll do kitchens, but those closed interior spaces are the most popular. For example, I have one in my interior bathroom. I purposely offset it closest to the door. And so now I have one sun tunnel that not only lights up the bathroom, but that natural light sheds into the hallway lights up the hallway as well, with as long as the door's open. I get a lot of calls, hey, this light won't go out. You know, obviously in the daytime, we have people flipping the switch trying to turn the sun tunnel off. But very, very economical for a 10-inch sun tunnel. We only charge $1,100 up to a 4-foot run and $1,200 for a 14-inch sun tunnel. We'll come out, look at the space, see if it's possible, make sure there are no obstructions. And again, in and out pretty quick. The nice thing about the sun tunnel, too, is they're extremely flexible. There's elbows that we can put the diffuser on the backside of your roof and run the tube through the attic and bring the sun tunnel to the front side of your home.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Very popular with HOAs so that they don't have that skylight diffuser on the front of their home.
Yeah. So how's that tube work to be able to do that?
So it's almost like a mirror on the inside, 99% reflective. So 99% of the light that hits the dome on the top will come out through the diffuser on the bottom. The diffuser, you have a few options. Most people, I'd say probably 90%, select the frosted diffuser. But we also have a prismatic diffuser, similar to some of the prismatic diffusers you see in artificial lights. We also have a Fresnel lens. It creates a pretty unique design out on the floor, but most people will select the frosted lens.
Okay, awesome. And so what are some of the options that can come with this sun tunnel and how they work?
So the sun tunnel comes with, typically most people just get the sun tunnel itself, but we do offer a daylight dimmer. So if you wanted to turn the light off, you hit a switch, the butterfly valve will close. We offer a solar nightlight, so the solar nightlight will go inside the sun tunnel. You won't see it; they won't cast a shadow, and so it'll bring natural light, or artificial light during the evening times. So that, for example, in a bathroom, if you needed to go there instead of turning the light on, the solar nightlight would light that up. And because it's solar powered, you get a 30% tax credit.
Wow! Awesome. That is great. So a lot of options for that one, too, to keep it working for you and everything. So I want to get into some more of these different types of skylights. I had a client with a really steep roof with some, you know, they had 3 or 4 skylights on them. Obviously, they were all, she had issues with them. We ended up replacing them all. and having you guys, you know, flash them all in. We re-roofed around it, stopped all of her problems. But while we were kind of picking and choosing, she was looking at these balcony type skylights that would work, you know, on her area. And we had to reframe to make the new skylights fit anyhow. So we were talking about making them a little longer and doing this balcony skylight. Can you kind of explain, like, the balcony skylight, egress, accessibility, all that kind of stuff that you can get in these skylights?
Yeah, so that's a great question. A lot of folks, when they're trying to decide what to do with an attic space, they need to get some natural light in there. And the first step most people go to is a dormer. And dormers are very expensive. But Velux has a wide range of roof windows, a center pivot, top pivot, that meet egress requirements. But probably the most unique skylight they have is a Cabrio. And the Cabrio is a center pivot or a center opening window or skylight. The top will raise straight up. The front or the bottom will raise out or slide out and creates a railing system. And it you basically create a balcony on your roof from inside. So you can swing the top, swing the bottom, and step out onto your roof like you're on a balcony.
Wow.
They are very unique, designed in Denmark, primarily used in Europe as a result of all the of World War II, but they're extremely unique.
Wow, that is really cool. And so some of them, the right size and everything, can also be considered for egress of if there's like a bedroom there or something like that. So again, that could be a way to help, you know, when we're designing and remodeling, you know, attic spaces, or if people are wanting to add, you know, bedrooms in the attic space, if you have enough space for the bedroom, then you can simply design in one of these, and that would be your means of egress so that it can actually, per code, be considered an actual bedroom, add a little more value to the house, and you know, now you got a 5-bedroom house instead of a 3, something like that. So that's always good to be able to have different solutions for people on projects and things like that. So let's kind of talk a little bit more about your company and the difference. And I know we touched on some stuff, but I want to make sure people really kind of understand everything that you guys do and some of the differences there again. But so are there other products and services that you guys offer?
Well, we're a skylight company, and that's all we do. All day, every day, both residential and commercial.
Commercial, good, yeah.
Yeah,
like
so
you did our office.
Right. We do large, monumental glass structural skylights like you see in shopping malls. Like we said earlier, our claim to fame, we've done the owner of Nike's home in Oregon. We've done museums in New York. We're doing the Subaru plant in Indiana. So we are skylight specialists, and that's all we do. Residentially, we do everything from taking your current skylight out and replacing it with a new one. If you have a dark space in your home and you want a sun tunnel, we can take care of that. If you have a dark place in your living room or a kitchen and you want a skylight installed on your roof, we'll come in, we'll cut the hole, we'll build the shaft, we'll do the drywall, turnkey. You don't have to include any other subcontractors. We'll take care of the whole project. We have an amazing salesman. They'll come out and tell you exactly where we can do it, what we can do, and how we can do it, and we provide a price right at that time.
And see, that is just absolutely fabulous because, you know, Mosby's kind of the same way with, you know, designing, building, and controlling that entire project. There are so many, you know, clients out there that want that full service, and they don't want to find people to come in and do trim work or different things later on. You know, I hear people all the time where they're like, oh, well, while we're looking at remodeling the bathroom, can you paint the inside of my front door? Because I got this door put in and they didn't paint the inside of the door. And they said, well, that wasn't a part of it. We're not painters, you know, and people want that full turnkey service, rip it off like a, you know, real quick, like a Band-Aid, get in, get out. It's just so much better. So getting in a little deeper on, like, so you guys have insurance and everything?
Absolutely. We're bonded, insured, carry all the required workman's compensation insurance.
And what about Better Business Bureau?
Yeah, we're A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We used to be a member of the Angie's List. We kind of stepped away from that a little bit, but obviously we work with Mosby on a lot of your skylight projects, both on the residential, but we've done some large monumental skylights for Mosby as well. We're the skylight guys in St. Louis.
Yeah, exactly. St. Louis skylights, right? So what would you really just tell people the biggest difference between selecting what you guys do and another contractor to come in and install skylights like this?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that we know what we're doing. We do skylights every single day. We don't do roofing. We don't do gutters. We don't do siding. We do skylights every single day. So we know what works, what doesn't work. We've made mistakes, so we've learned from those mistakes. And I think, again, it's a turnkey service. You don't have to have the skylight put in and then kind of have a painter come in or have a carpenter trim it out. Even on a replacement, a lot of these replacements don't fit exactly like the old one did. So you want it to look nice in your home. So we'll take an old skylight out, put one in that maybe is a little bigger or maybe a little smaller. It seals to the roof, but the interior needs some work, and we take care of that for you.
Yeah, no, that is totally awesome. And for Mosby Building Arts, as far as figuring this stuff out, we look for and seek out, companies like yourself when we get into these specialized areas of, like a skylight and different areas like that. We want good quality people that's going to be around. We want the same service a lot of clients are looking for, take out the hassle and really make it great and make it go in good. So one last time, can you tell everybody real quick, how can they find you? How can they reach you guys?
Our website at www.stlouisskylights.com, or you can call our office at 636-536-2000.
Absolutely. And for Mosby, look up callmosby.com. We can partner on these things. We can look at the roof covers, patio covers, all that type of carpentry stuff we build, or you can call us at 314-909-1800. So, hey, thanks for coming, Jeff. Had a great time. And for everybody else out there, I will talk to you all next week.
Get more at 971talk.com.
You're listening to Ride at Home with Rich. And now, here's your host, Rich Horace.
All right, everybody, we are back. Final segment. Still got a lot of information to get to with Jeff Culbertson of St. Louis Skylights, having a great conversation. Wanted to touch on the sun tunnels with you for a moment because, we were talking about the patio roofs and adding skylights and getting light inside, but I know a lot of times too it's very affordable to just add a couple sun tunnels in the kitchen to bring in some of that natural light when we put that roof on. And I'd like to hear first off, where is good space? What's a good space for these sun tunnels? How much of a room can they cover with natural light? Starting off with that, where's the most common places you put sun tunnels?
The most common place we put sun tunnels are interior bathrooms with no windows. They're non-invasive. We can come in and on a ranch home, typically we can be in and out in 2 hours, bring that natural daylight in, light up that space, and very, very economical. And it brings a lot of light to a very closed indoor space.
Yeah.
Hallways are another popular. And closets, believe it or not, ladies love them in the closets, because they get to see what their clothes look like outside. Natural light is obviously better than artificial lighting. And so hallways, bathrooms, and closets are most popular. Occasionally we'll do kitchens, but those closed interior spaces are the most popular. For example, I have one in my interior bathroom. I purposely offset it closest to the door. And so now I have one sun tunnel that not only lights up the bathroom, but that natural light sheds into the hallway lights up the hallway as well, as long as the door's open. I get a lot of calls, hey, this light won't go out. Obviously in the daytime, we have people flipping the switch trying to turn the sun tunnel off. But very, very economical for a 10-inch sun tunnel. We only charge $1,100 up to a 4-foot run and $1,200 for a 14-inch sun tunnel. We'll come out, look at the space, see if it's possible, make sure there are no obstructions, and again, in and out pretty quick. The nice thing about the sun tunnel, too, is they're extremely flexible. There's elbows that we can put the diffuser on the backside of your roof, and run the tube through the attic and bring the sun tunnel to the front side of your home.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Very popular with HOAs so that they don't have that skylight diffuser on the front of their home.
Yeah, yeah. So how's that tube work to be able to do that?
So it's almost like a mirror on the inside, 99% reflective. So 99% of the light that hits the dome on the top will come out through the diffuser on the bottom. The diffuser, you have a few options. Most people, I'd say probably 90%, select the frosted diffuser. But we also have a prismatic diffuser, similar to some of the prismatic diffusers you see in artificial lights. We also have a Fresnel lens. It creates a pretty unique design out on the floor, but most people will select the frosted lens.
Okay, awesome. And so what are some of the options that can come with this sun tunnel and how they work?
So the sun tunnel comes with, typically most people just get the sun tunnel itself, but we offer a daylight dimmer. So if you wanted to turn the light off, you hit a switch, the butterfly valve will close. We offer a solar nightlight, so the solar nightlight will go inside the sun tunnel. You won't see it; they won't cast a shadow, and so it'll bring natural or artificial light during the evening times. So that, for example, in a bathroom, if you needed to go there instead of turning the light on, solar nightlight would light that up. And because it's solar powered, you get a 30% tax credit.
Wow! Awesome. That is great. So a lot of options for that one, too, to keep it working for you and everything. So I want to get into some more of these different types of skylights. I had a client with a really steep roof with some, you know, that had three or four skylights on them. Obviously, she had issues with them. We ended up replacing them all and having you guys, you know, flash them all in. We re-roofed around it, stopped all of her problems. But while we were kind of picking and choosing, she was looking at these balcony type skylights that would work, you know, on her area. And we had to reframe to make the new skylights fit anyhow. So we were talking about making them a little longer and doing this balcony skylight. Can you kind of explain, like, the balcony skylight, egress, accessibility, all that kind of stuff that you can get in these skylights?
Yeah, so that's a great question. A lot of folks, when they're trying to decide what to do with an attic space, they need to get some natural light in there. And the first step most people go to is a dormer. And dormers are very expensive. But Velux has a wide range of roof windows, a center pivot, top pivot, that meet egress requirements. But probably the most unique skylight they have is a Cabrio. And the Cabrio is a center opening window or skylight. The top will raise straight up. The front or the bottom will raise out or slide out and creates a railing system. And you basically create a balcony on your roof from inside. So you can swing the top, swing the bottom, and step out onto your roof like you're on a balcony.
Wow.
They are very unique, designed in Denmark, primarily used in Europe as a result of all the of World War II, but they're extremely unique.
Wow, that is really cool. And so some of them, the right size and everything, can also be considered for egress of if there's like a bedroom there or something like that. So again, that could be a way to help, you know, when we're designing and remodeling, you know, attic spaces, or if people are wanting to add, you know, bedrooms in the attic space, if you have enough space for the bedroom, then you can simply design in one of these, and that would be your means of egress so that it can actually, per code, be considered an actual bedroom, add a little more value to the house, and you know, now you got a 5-bedroom house instead of a 3, something like that. So that's always good to be able to have different solutions for people on projects and things like that. So let's kind of talk a little bit more about your company and the difference. And I know we touched on some stuff, but I want to make sure people really kind of understand everything that you guys do and some of the differences there again. But so are there other products and services that you guys offer?
Well, we're a skylight company, and that's all we do. All day, every day, both residential and commercial.
So you did our office.
You're right. We do large, monumental glass structural skylights like you see in shopping malls. We, we Like we said earlier, our claim to fame, we've done the owner of Nike's home in Oregon. We've done museums in New York. We're doing the Subaru plant in Indiana. So we are skylight specialists, and that's all we do. Residentially, we do everything from taking your current skylight out and replacing it with a new one. If you have a dark space in your home and you want a sun tunnel, we can take care of that. If you have a dark place in your living room or a kitchen and you want a skylight installed on your roof, we'll come in, we'll cut the hole, we'll build the shaft, we'll do the drywall, turnkey. You don't have to include any other subcontractors. We'll take care of the whole project. We have an amazing salesman. They'll come out and tell you exactly where we can do it, what we can do, and how we can do it, and we provide a price right at that time.
And see, that is just absolutely fabulous because, you know, Mosby's kind of the same way with, you know, designing, building, and controlling that entire project. There are so many, you know, clients out there that want that full service, and they don't want to find people to come in and do trim work or different things later on. You know, I hear people all the time where they're like, oh, well, while we're looking at remodeling the bathroom, can you paint the inside of my front door? Because I got this door put in, and they didn't paint the inside of the door. And they said, well, that wasn't a part of it. We're not painters, you know, and people want that full turnkey service, rip it off like a, you know, real quick, like a Band-Aid, get in, get out. It's just so much better. So getting in a little deeper on, like, so you guys have insurance and everything?
Absolutely. We're bonded, insured, carry all the required workman's compensation insurance.
And what about Better Business Bureau?
Yeah, we're A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We used to be a member of the Angie's List. We kind of stepped away from that a little bit, but obviously we work with Mosby on a lot of your skylight projects, both on the residential, but we've done some large monumental skylights for Mosby as well. We're the skylight guys in St. Louis.
Yeah, exactly. St. Louis skylights, right? So what would you really just tell people the biggest difference between selecting what you guys do and another contractor to come in and install skylights like this?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that we know what we're doing. We do skylights every single day. We don't do roofing. We don't do gutters. We don't do siding. We do skylights every single day. So we know what works, what doesn't work. We've made mistakes. So we've learned from those mistakes. And I think, again, it's a turnkey service. You don't have to have the skylight put in and then kind of have a painter come in or have a carpenter trim it out. Even on a replacement, a lot of these replacements don't fit exactly like the old one did. So you want it to look nice in your home. So we'll take an old skylight out, put one in that maybe is a little bigger or maybe a little smaller. It seals to the roof, but the interior needs some work. And we take care of that for you.
Yeah, no, that is totally awesome. And yeah, for Mosby Building Arts, as far as figuring this stuff out, we look for and seek out, you know, companies like yourself when we get into these specialized areas of, you know, like a skylight and different areas like that. We want good quality people that's going to be around. We want the same service a lot of clients are looking for, you know. Take out the hassle and really make it great and make it go in good. So one last time, can you tell everybody real quick, how can they find you? How can they reach you guys?
Our website at www.stlouisskylights.com, or you can call our office at 636-536-2000.
Absolutely. And for Mosby, look up callmosby.com. We can partner on these things. We can look at the roof covers, patio covers, all that type of carpentry stuff we build, or you can call us at 314-909-1800. So, hey, thanks for coming, Jeff. Had a great time. And for everybody else out there, I will talk to you all next week.
Get more at 971talk.com.